And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. We're at 80 degrees. We look forward to mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. A high of 97 with a heat index around 103. A heat advisory will be in effect for Cass and some area counties from 11 a.m. today until 9 p.m. For those counties off in the far west and southwest, that advisory is already underway. In the news this morning, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Nearly 1% of the electorate in Iowa's largest counties did not show identifications during the June 5th primary, prompting critics to warn that the requirement could disenfranchise some voters in elections beginning next year. Figures provided by the 10 counties with the highest turnout show that 1,198 voters signed oaths attesting to their identities of the 144,000 ballots cast. Those voters either didn't have one of the IDs required or chose not to show one in protest. It won't affect the November election when there are competitive statewide and congressional races because the oath will still be allowed. A spokesman for Iowa's Secretary of State Paul Pate says the numbers aren't an indicator of future problems and the oath educates voters so they're familiar with the requirements next year. Well, sheriff's deputies in Page County Wednesday served arrest warrants on 25-year-old Dalton Christopher Wise of Clarinda. The Page County warrants were for violation of probation. Bond on those two warrants were $4,000 cash only. The Pottawatomie County warrant was for escape with a bond of $10,000 cash or surety set. Wise turned himself into the sheriff's office and posted bond on all the warrants. He was released pending further court proceedings. Creston police report today a traffic stop Thursday afternoon at Walnut and Irving Streets in Creston resulted in an arrest. 48-year-old Randy Eugene Overholzer of Creston was taken into custody for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. When there's a water main break, residents are typically told to boil their tap water, but not in the latest case in western Iowa. Michelle Anderson reports from Harlan.
On Wednesday, a water main break occurred in the city of Dunlap. All residents and businesses on Jerome Street and to the north are advised to not drink the city water for the next 48 hours. Only drink bottled water and do not boil the water. The nitrate levels are high, and boiling will only make the nitrate levels go higher.
Thanks, Michelle. And a call to the Pottawatomie County Communications Center early Wednesday morning resulted in the arrest of a man from Oakland. Deputies responded a little after 6 a.m. to a report of a man who had allegedly assaulted a female at the residence in the 300 block of Hill Street. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 36-year-old Eddie James Phillips of Oakland for aggravated domestic abuse assault concerning an incident involving his girlfriend who suffered apparent minor injuries. The victim claimed Phillips had been assaulting her on various occasions over the past 2 weeks as well. Authorities say Phillips tested over the legal limit for intoxication on a preliminary breath test. In addition to the assault charge, Eddie Phillips was taken into custody on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court and for carrying weapons, in this case a knife over 5 inches long. A traffic stop Wednesday afternoon in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of 35-year-old Johnny Joseph Olson of Council Bluffs. Authorities say Olson was taken into custody on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury and transported to the Pott County Jail. 26-year-old Travis Lee Gray of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday night after a deputy observed a suspicious vehicle parked in the 25,100 block of North River Road. Gray, who was a passenger in the vehicle, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, 134.1 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms. The Iowa Department of Public Safety yesterday said the Monona County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday had received a request for a welfare check on 66-year-old Cheryl Stowe of rural Castaneda. Deputies conducted a welfare check and made contact with Stowe's grandson, Elliot Stowe. However, Cheryl Stowe was not located in her residence. Elliot Stowe was arrested on an outstanding warrant for an unrelated matter. On Wednesday, deputies from Monona County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa DNR located a deceased body a short distance from Stowe's residence. The body, which was not identified immediately, will be transported to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office for autopsy. The investigation is ongoing by the Monona County Sheriff's Office, who are being assisted by the Monona County Attorney's Office, the Iowa State Patrol, Iowa DNR, Mapleton Police Department, and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. The Iowa Department of Transportation says they'll be holding a public informational meeting on July 24th to discuss the Interstate 80 planning study and to gather public feedback on the technical reports, including the final report, Vision for Infrastructure Investment. The reports and previous online meetings are available online at www.iowadot.gov/interstate-study. All interested persons are invited to attend the meeting on July 4th anytime between 5 and 7 p.m. It'll be held at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Center and will be conducted in an open forum format. That means an Iowa DOT staff will be there to informally discuss the planning study, but no formal presentation will be made. Senator Joni Ernst and the rest of Iowa's congressional delegation recently sent a letter to President Trump expressing concern about the impact of trade negotiations on farmers in the state. Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, said the process for handling the trade issues isn't exactly the way she would do it, but she says the president does listen.
This president is very, very open and accessible, and more so than the last administration where we had even Democrats. I've heard from some of my colleagues that have stated they had very little, if any, interaction with the president.
And Ernst says she favors a more linear approach to handling these trade issues.
He is juggling a number of trade deals right now, which makes it very complicated. Of course, I would prefer that we take up a trade deal, we get that trade deal done, and we move on to the next.
She says in her talks with the president, he has expressed confidence that he can get the North American free trade deal done by this fall. Ernst says the president says Canada has been the problem with NAFTA, so they encourage the president to do a bilateral deal with Mexico while continuing to work on Canada.
Trade is so important to us. So while we have all of these trade deals up in the air, we need to have some level of optimism moving forward that these deals are going to get done. So I want to see action on it. I want to see that we do have NAFTA done.
Ernst says they continue to remind the president of the concerns of farmers.
I know they're juggling a lot right now. It's probably not the preferable way for Joni Ernst, but if we can get these deals done, I think our farmers will be doing well. But I am extremely concerned in this short term what it's going to do on our market.
Ernst and Senator Chuck Grassley recently met with Terry Branstad, who is the former Iowa governor and now ambassador to China, to discuss trade with that country.
The ambassador did give us good feedback. I won't discuss it openly today because, of course, we, you know, have a number of issues ongoing with China.
She says they also talked with Branstad about North Korea. And while they have trade issues with China, China is important, she says, in helping to ensure the denuclearization of North Korea. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.